Hello everyone, I'm your host Ted Lee, and welcome to Reptilian Studios podcast, where normal is overrated and curiosity knows no bounds. Today, I want to talk about something really important, and that is the deep state. In the murky depths of modern governance, there exists a clandestine force that defies the traditional bounds of democratic oversight. This elusive entity known as the deep state operates beyond the purview of elected officials, weaving a complex web of influence that stretches across nations and continents. Its existence is shrouded in secrecy, its actions obscured by layers of denial. Yet for those willing to peer beneath the surface, the truth reveals itself. The deep state is real, and its impact on global affairs is profound. But who exactly compromises this enigmatic cable? The deep state is not a monolithic entity, but rather a network of individuals, institutions, and vested interests that collectively exert a disproportionate level of power and influence over the levers of governments. At its core are, entrenched bureaucrats and intelligent operatives and, corporate magnates who operate with impunity, shielded from public scrutiny by the cloak of national security and the sanctity of economic interests. The deep state extends far beyond the halls of government, infiltrating every sector of society with its, tendrils of influence, from the media conglomerate that shape public discourse to the financial institutions that dictate economic policy. Its grip on power is, persuasive, pervasive, and all-encompassing. Behind closed doors, decisions are made, deals are brokered, and the fate of nations is sealed, all in the service of an agenda that remains hidden from public view. But what exactly does the deep state represent? At its core, it embodies the antithesis of democratic governments operating in direct contradiction to the principles of transparency, accountability, and the rule of law. It is a shadowy cable driven by self-interest and self-preservation, willing to sacrifice the welfare of the masses in pursuit of its own narrow objectives. Democracy becomes a facade, elections mere spectacles designed to, perpetuate the illusion of choice, while the true power brokers operate with impunity behind the scenes. The dangers posed by this deep state are, manifold and profound. Foremost among them is the erosion of democratic norms and institutions as unelected unofficials wield unchecked authority over matters of state. Civil liberties are sacrificed on the altar of national security, dissent suppressed in the name of preserving the status quo. Economic inequality widens as wealth is consolidated in the hands of the few, while the masses are left to languish in a state of perpetual insecurity and deprivation. Yet, perhaps the greatest danger posed by the deep state lies in its propensity for unchecked aggression and militarism. In pursuit of its geopolitical objectives, it foments conflict, destabilizes regions, and perpetuates a cycle of violence that serves only further its own interests. Wars are waged, lives are lost, and entire nations are reduced to rubble, all in the service of an agenda that remains hidden from public view. But despite seemingly insurmountable odds, there is a hope on the horizon. As awareness of the deep state grows, so too does the potential for resistance, from whistleblowers who expose its dark secrets to activists who organize against its tyranny. A movement is emerging to challenge the status quo and reclaim democracy from the forces of darkness. In the end, the fate of humanity hangs in the balance. Will we succumb to the machinations of the deep state, resign to the future of oppression and exploitation, or will we rise up, united in our determination to forge a better world for ourselves and future generations? The choice is ours to make, and the time to act is now, for in the battle against the deep state, the stakes could not be higher and the consequences could not be more profound. I said it best as I could. I stutter like a motherfucker, but this is something very important. You need to educate yourself about, all of this. Deep state. Deep state is more important than anything else you think it matters to you. I don't care if you're fighting for social justices, for social equality. I don't care if you hate your president, if you hate your politicians, because those are little, how should I call them? They're little irrelevant puppets, puppeteered by those who actually do have power, those who can smite them so easily. You are angry at the wrong entity, you are angry at wrong people, and you are being forced to hate, your fellow man for different and stupid, pointless reasons like their nationality, like their gender, sexuality, color of their skin. I don't know what the hell do you think actually matters to you, but you are being fed this constant loop of bullshit to act this way. You need to stop listening. You need to stop. Stop making yourself a sheep. You are not a fucking slave. Think for yourself. Pick up a book, educate yourselves. Read about deep state. Read about what it actually is. I will do more episodes on this very topic, and I will go into the secret societies that actually existed from, the Knights of Templar to Skull and Bone Society to Illuminati to much more. And some of these are actually proven. Do you understand that? Everything about these cults and societies, everything is labeled as conspiracy theory, and you actually believe it. You say, like, oh, this is just a crazy guy, this is just a rant of somebody who's a conspiracy theorist. But why aren't you talking about those cults, about those societies that were actually exposed as something that's actually real? What is your answer then? What do you say? Oh, I'm smart enough to understand what's happening to me. And then you go and spew hatred and toxicity towards people that deserve none of that. You need to wake up. You need to become better. You need to say, fuck the government. I am not a slave. I know what the fuck I am. I know what I'm about. Educate yourselves. Learn. Deep state is controlling everyone and everything, from bank accounts to money to people to, journalists to newspapers to media, everything, and I mean everything, is being controlled. You don't have to be, locked away somewhere in the forest. I'm not trying to paint that fucking picture for anybody. You don't have to be an outcast of the society like me. You don't have to embrace the solitude of life. I like being alone. I like that solitude. But you don't have to be like that. You just need to take one small step, educate yourselves, and read about all of this. Read about the deep state. Read about who is controlling you and why are they controlling you. Think for yourself. Don't read why are they controlling you or what they're doing. Ask yourself, what is happening to me? What changed, and why do I have this sort of an opinion? I guarantee you, for most of the hatred you spew, you do not have a, rational way of thinking. You do not have a rational answer to explain to yourselves that that is something that's actually you. Because you can't do that. Because if you actually do that, you need to say, like, okay, then I'm just a bad person. And, nobody's born bad. There are bad people in the world. But you need to ask these questions. Ask fucking questions. Ask yourself, ask the government, ask the people around you. I prefer to live in isolation because, it helps me become the best version of me. It helps me, stay away from these types of people and more, because everywhere I go, I just see threats. Because I know most people are, I wanna spew actually hatred right now, but most people are just, most people. And when I say that, you know exactly what I mean. And it's not like I hate people. Far from it. I just find it easier right now to stay by myself, stay away from most people, like a lot of people do. I'll rather have my own circle and, be secluded away from society, because fuck society, because fuck the government. There's so much more we don't know. There's so much more we need to learn. And you need to do this, because once you read about this, once you become aware of everything that's actually going on to the best of your ability, you'll know what you're about and you will become a better person, or at least I hope so. That's been my lesson for today. That's all it is for today. It's been your boy Ted Lee. You know, follow my podcast, you know, subscribe to my social medias, follow whatever, you know, the Urban Youth calls it, and you know, buy my books. I have a few of them. And enjoy yourself, educate yourself, and I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope new episodes are released, by the way, every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I hope you come back. There'll be a lot more to talk about, and within time, I will, you know, make these episodes a bit longer, but for now, I want to keep it a short format, because I want people to actually keep it the precise as short as I can, because I know the most desirable content, you know, people want today is the short type of format, and this is the best way I can do so. If I opened at least someone's eyes today, I'll be happy enough for that. So it's been your boy Ted Lee. Hope you come back and listen to the new episode. I'm out. Peace.